Yeah, so we can go around out here outside a little bit, then I'll take you in. We actually have the turbine online right now.
Cogeneration plant manager Brian O'Connor with F.H. Stoltz Land and Lumber says they've been producing energy for the power grid since earlier this summer.
With our bypass fuel system, we've been supplying the turbine on and off, not steadily, during the last few months. And so we have been on the grid. We've closed in. We've fulfilled all the requirements for BPA, Flathead Electric, all the entities involved. So we've proven that we can make power, and now we're just putting the final touches on a few of the conveyors.
The conveyors move bark and sawdust from the mill and wood chips from the planer to one of two silos. This fuel is mixed together, the dried out chips with the bark and sawdust, and then burned in the biomass boiler. By blending them together, O'Connor says they burn more efficiently and help the plant meet emissions controls and produce enough steam to both dry lumber in the kiln and to power the turbine, which produces energy for the grid.
So that's where the term cogeneration comes from. You're using the steam to turn a turbine and then also go do work in your process.
O'Connor says many manufacturers use this idea, not just the lumber industry.
People run their steam through a turbine and then extract it, and they can use that to do a number of different things. You can heat buildings, you can actually use steam absorption chillers, and you can actually do air conditioning with steam.
On October 1st, a power purchase agreement between F.H. Stoltz and the Flathead Electric Co-op takes effect. FEC will buy up to 2.5 megawatts annually for 20 years. That'll be enough to power between 1,800 and 2,500 homes. The co-op gets most of its energy through the Bonneville Power Administration, but has been expanding its alternative energy portfolio. The Stoltz project joins the Landfill Gas to Energy project, which produces about 1.6 megawatts. The co-op also recently gave the city of Whitefish an advance to buy power from a hydro plant the city is rebuilding.
This is the generating end. This is where we're making the electricity and sending it to the grid.
The start of the contract represents the end of a multi-year process for F.H. Stoltz. First, they had to raise the $22 million for the facility, which was done through private investment and grants, including from the U.S. Forest Service. Then, they had to ensure a buyer for their energy and worked with Flathead Electric on the power purchase agreement. Then, they had to build the cogeneration plant, make sure the engineers had updated training, and hire new staff.
We're finally at the point where we're putting power on the grid and ready to start our contract. And it's a great feeling. It's exciting. And we're very, very happy to have forged this contract with Flathead Electric. And it's just, we think, a great thing for our company and for the Valley.
The new cogeneration plant is all digital, with computers monitoring everything from the mix of the fuel to how much fuel goes into the boiler to how much energy the turbines are producing. It replaces a more than 100-year-old boiler that was used to burn the same bark, sawdust, and planer chips, but without the added bonus of producing electricity for sale. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.